A couple of centuries ago, this city had problems with caskets rising with the water and floating down the streets. Such scenes are no longer present, but this city's unique burial history is something people will specifically come here to learn about and see for themselves. We head to the cemetery on this edition of The American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
You don't often think about traveling to a city to visit its cemeteries, but when visitors come to New Orleans, they quickly learn this place has an interesting history when it comes to burials.
Imagine what happens when you have wooden, buoyant caskets forced below the ground. They're saturated with water. The water table rises in the spring. Floodwaters come up over the levee, break caskets apart, and can send human remains washing through the streets of the city every time it rained heavily. So after people would see their friends and family float by their front door a few times, they did something about it.
Robert Florence says the solution to the city's high water table was above-ground burial. Even that has differing forms, one of which is burial in a wall vault, a vault that is literally in the thick wall of the cemetery.
They have a plaque, and you take the plaque down, you take the casket out, and you take the human remains out of the casket, and you dispose of the casket. And you take those human remains, and you put them back into the vault in the wall, and then you push them to the back, to the side, and you make room somehow, and you put the next casket in.
A cemetery's walls may be lined with such vaults, each with a plaque stating who is buried there. However, many families choose another option.
The most common type are family tombs, which are individual freestanding tombs, which are private tombs. And they might have two vaults in them or three or four. But what you do is you start burying in the top vault. You begin to move remains down until the tomb is full. A year and a day is the minimum amount of time that you have to leave a body in there before you move it for the next burial. And after that period of time, you take the remains out of the bottom vault and you put them into a chamber in the foundation, which is called a caveau, and there's no shortage of space down there.
Florence leads tours through the city's many cemeteries, a most unique burial history. Traveling the countryside in New Orleans, Louisiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.